By the 1950s, the dissatisfaction with culture history had grown. First, the basic cultural historical sequences had been worked out for most areas, so there was a sense it was time to move on to more important issues. Next, radiocarbon dating was developed in 1949 by Willard Libby at the University of Chicago. This opened up the possibility of more scientific approaches to archaeology. The 1950s also saw the advent of specialized studies like pollen analysis and tree ring dating. These contributed to the growing interest in scientific approaches and to the possibility of reconstructing past environments.